Let's talk about producing regular revenue in terms of getting into some form of productivity and production mode. Producing regular revenue for your information marketing business or the information part of your business, it really does depend on getting repeat customers. So anybody can get a sale one time of one thing. What you ultimately want if you're going to produce regular revenue. And that's really the goal of having an information marketing business in the first place. Even if what you're doing is you are putting an information marketing business on top of your regular business, you still want repeat customers of your information products. And so, and because it is doable, once you understand both the technical as well as the, you know, the strategy, this should be a goal, regular revenue. And it means that you're never looking, right, to get one customer and have that short-term relationship where somebody gets something from you and you never see them again. That's not the goal. You shouldn't be communicating that as a goal. Your sales pages, whatever you're doing, you should not be looking to burn a relationship with a customer, whether that's a customer that's yet to be, whether that's a customer that's in the process, or whether it's a customer you already have. You want an extended relationship with the customer so they will come back and buy more strategically. That means you should be setting up horizontal funnels, or in other words, a relevant product line, so that if somebody, let's say they're going to buy Facebook ads as your product, then maybe you want to have Facebook retargeting, that kind of thing. Things that are parallel, things that are related. You want to have those things available for people, right? And those kinds of funnels are typically not going to happen so that when a person comes and they make a purchase and they're going to see an offer typically on the same day or at the same purchase, in this case, that's not a horizontal funnel. That's what we call a vertical funnel. A horizontal funnel is going to happen sometime after the purchase, and it's going to happen because you got something relevant for people that they see that maybe not going to take them a step up, but it's going to take them a step over. They want to learn something else, right? You should have those horizontal funnels, and you should have them relevant to anything else you are offering. And you should be developing a buying relationship with the people that are on your contact database. If your contact database is a snail mail list, you should be developing a buying relationship with them. If your contact database is, if it's all on, it's all on Messenger, right? Which it shouldn't be. It should probably be an email. But if it's all in Messenger, you are still trying to develop a buying relationship with those customers. If your contact database, of course, is email, you should be developing a buying relationship with the individuals that are on that list. Now, I mean, you can certainly go beyond that, right? You can develop a friendship and all the other things, but ultimately, the reason to have a contact database is going to be so that you can get repeat customers, producing regular revenue. And you've got to start looking at your list as an asset that's going to help you build regular revenue. Now, of course, the best way to develop regular revenue is always going to be to put people into a continuity program. So, you know, you should have some kind of thing that you're building where people can buy a subscription from you. And if you do not have one, this is something that you should be working on right now, because you don't really have to have, you know, lots of upsells when you sell something as an information product. At minimum, though, there should always be an opportunity for somebody to get into a continuity program with you. And so this is something that, again, if you haven't done it, it's something that you've got to really start putting together, because there are people who, when they understand what it is you offer, they want to be with you longer, right? If you can do that and make it available to them and make it so that they see the value in it, you are going to be able to produce regular revenue. So if we talk about, if the goal is to produce regular revenue, what kind of production do we have to do? That's a question. If we're going to be productive and we're going to get into production mode and our goal is regular revenue, what do we then have to do to produce in order to generate regular revenue? Very important question. You have to determine that production so that you can monetize efficiently. Because if you understand what it is you've got to produce, you understand, hey, I need to have a product snowball, but you can't get into production so that it happens, you're not going to be monetizing efficiently, and you're going to kind of be all over the place, right? If your model involves affiliate, they're really counting on you to kind of have something so they can depend on, they can set their watch by. Now, it does assume that you are in the process of building an audience that does not depend on others for traffic. That really doesn't include affiliates. Now, for a long time, it may happen so that you really do need those affiliates to bring you traffic. That's fine. But eventually, you've got to be looking beyond affiliates, and you want to be able to drive your own traffic with no affiliates. And if you can effectively message your market with a new offer, you can get into production mode quickly. Let me explain what I mean by that. Whatever you're doing for traffic, as long as you know you can reach them and you can reach them quickly, then all you've really then got to do is make sure your production keeps up with how you can reach them. So you've got to be producing on a regular basis. And so you've got to be able to get into production mode. But production mode will not be necessary if you can't reach customers. So one of the things you've got to be able to figure out is, how am I reaching customers? How am I going to reach them on a regular basis? And then once I determine that, right, if it takes you 2 weeks to kind of get a grouping of customers to see an offer, then you've got to be producing something every 2 weeks. If you're getting new customers every single day, then I'm almost going to say you need to be producing on a weekly basis, whatever that is, but we'll get into that. Now, the way you do this, of course, is you build a product snowball. And you give your audience things that will help them on a regular basis. So in other words, I mean, you're not concerned that you're going to get 1 million sales on the first offer you make, right? You may get, you know, you'll get 2 new customers, and then you'll make the next offer. And then one of those customers that you just got, they'll buy your second offer. And then what's happening is, each successive offer, you're going to have different people that are going to migrate to your other offer. And that's what you want to do. You want to build a snowball. Now, if you try to do this in a traditional launch model over and over again, it will exhaust you, right? It's hard to do, and sometimes, in some ways, it's impossible to do. Now, but you still want to be able to deliver on a regular basis. And there are some things you can do to work around this. Now, let's talk now about minimum viable product, because that is the concept you got to really understand if you're going to be producing on a regular basis. Minimum viable product. And for that, for our purposes, right, let me define first. You've probably heard the term before, and it's based on the fact that what you want to do, you know, when you're you're seeking funding, right, or crowdfunding, you're trying to get something to market quickly so that you can determine if people are going to buy it. That's where the term came from, right? It kind of comes from Silicon Valley, and Silicon Valley is trying to get a minimum viable product into the hands of people to determine if they're going to buy it before you try to go get funded. Now, we're going to borrow that term, though, right? Information is obviously not going to be a prototype, right? Information prototype is cheap, right? You don't really have to manufacture anything. Now, maybe, you know, if you have a 3D printer or something like that, right? You're producing something, maybe it's different, but we're talking about an information product. And so we can alter this concept to fit our needs. Now, it assumes that we provide solutions on a regular basis, right? So we bring solutions to a marketplace. They're information-based, they're solution-based, and we bring them on a regular basis. And if we do that, right, if we know the solutions we're going to be bringing on a day-to-day basis, we then want to focus in on that production that we can monetize. Right, so whatever we can monetize on a regular basis at a minimum level, that is where we start with our production day to day. So how are you setting up how you're going to structure your day? How are you setting up how you are going to structure your week? How are you setting up how you're going to structure your month? Well, you're going to set it up so that you are producing the minimum viable product that you can get ready and it's going to be monetizable to the people that are going to be on your list. Now, what do you need in order to produce a monetizable loss? You need to be able to answer that. So, you know, if where you want to launch is going to be a marketplace, You know, do you have contacts there? Do you need affiliates? Are you going to need to be able to, you know, get somebody to promote you? Whatever you need to do, you've got to figure out what is necessary to get you to a monetizable launch. Now, let's talk about revenue dependence and traffic. And it's kind of a strange title, but it's necessary to talk about. Depending on where you're buying traffic comes from, that'll help you to figure out where to spend your time. That's very important to this whole idea of minimum monetizable product. What do I mean by that? Example, if your offer depends on you getting affiliate traffic because those affiliates are going to send their customers an email, then you've got to make that part of your production. So you've got to factor in that you've got to get stuff ready to communicate to your affiliate. So it's not just about finishing the product. Right, you can't structure the completion of the product as the only thing that you have to do, as the only thing you have to finish. What you've also got to do is you've got to figure out, how am I also going to make it so that the affiliates know exactly what they're going to be promoting while I produce this product? So that's part of your production. So if you're, you know, if your product is, you know, it's going to be a written document. And what you're saying, okay, well, you know, the launch is going to happen in, you know, 13 days, and I'm going to make sure I get my document written in 10. And I'm just going to spread out, you know, I'm going to take, you know, maybe one page a day, and I'm going to finish it over 10 days. Well, that may not be the thing you need to do, because part of your day has really also got to be, how am I going to get the affiliates on board, right? So it can't be that you're going to do this over 10 days. Maybe you've really got to finish your written document in 5 days. Because part of that time, you've got to figure out, how am I going to get affiliates on board? That's just one example. Whatever your traffic method is, it will determine how you're going to structure what it is production is. If your offer depends on using a viral application, something like UpViral, that means you've got to create the viral campaign. You've got to get people in the viral campaign. You've got to market the viral campaign. And then you've got to move the people from the viral campaign into your buying list so that they hear about the launch when it's ready. All of that is going to take time. It's also going to take production. You have to factor these things in. That is an example. I'm not saying you have to do one. I'm saying that if you do one, you've got to factor that in. If your offer depends on making the right kind of media post, you need to factor that into your production process, even if all you're doing is outsourcing it, because you still got to tell the outsourcer what you want done, and you got to explain to them what a good post is. So again, as you start to get into production mode, factor in the things you got to do in order to get it sold. Minimum viable product means that you're getting the traffic and you're getting the marketing done along with the actual production. So you got to do a podcast, a blog, YouTube videos, whatever it is. You've got to figure out how to get these done on a regular basis. Now, this is important. You're going to have to differentiate between what you create as shareable content and what you want to interact with and what you do to interact on social media. So in other words, the content you create for social media, just for that social media, that's not your content. You want to have content that you can then share on any platform, even if what you're going to do is you're going to create content specifically for a platform. So in other words, that means you probably do want to have either a blog, a podcast, a blog, or a YouTube channel, or something where it's your content and it is shareable, right? So differentiate your social media posting from the content you create in order to share on social media. Fine, let's talk about taking all of this now and then what we need to put on our calendar, right? What do we need to put on our calendar? What do we need to put on our to-do list if we're doing minimum viable product? Basically, what you've got to do is you've got to start backwards, right? You've got to start from your launch date, and you've got to figure out what's it now going to take to produce a minimum viable product. When you do that, right? You want to set a date for repeat launches, right? Because the key to this is really being able to come back and not be so exhausted by your launch that you can come back with a second product. You're really, and we've maybe said this, you know, earlier on, you're only as good as your second launch. That might sound strange and it might even sound obnoxious, but it's true. What happens to people is they have a great launch, tends to be their first or their second, and they are flat out exhausted. You need to have a process to have a repeat launch, whatever that means for you. You want to be able to say, now the launch is over, sign up for the next one if you're talking to affiliates or even to your customers. So, you know, when you start talking about how to structure what's going to be on your calendar, now, you might have to build in your rest. You might have to build in your rest at different points so that when your launch ends, you are still ready to relaunch the second one. So, in other words, don't structure your production so that, you know, you produce everything and it's going to be all or nothing, and then you do the launch and then, wah! I'm exhausted. I now need a big rest. What you need to do is to rest along the way. You want to set out your rest so that the launch number one ends and launch number two starts the promotion process immediately. Now, one of the ways that you can work around this is if you're using affiliates, right? If you're using affiliates, you may not be. Email them on a daily basis. That's work. It's going to take work in order to do that. But what are you doing? Some affiliates are going to tune you out, but what you're doing is you're telling them that you always have something available to help them to generate an income. Now, that's important because some people are just looking for an offer to promote, right? And so, you know, if you've got reliable affiliates and they're always looking for something to promote, the only way they find out about it sometimes is if you keep in touch with them on a regular basis. Now, naturally, you should be raising and building your own affiliate army. And so in order to do that, you want to give your customers opportunities to promote your product line. Now, I would say that you want to do a lot of education when you do this, right? Don't just throw this together. And typically, you want to be careful about putting your customers in the same platform as the people that are full-time affiliates, right? This is just from me. If you can, and you're going to have your customers promoting you, put them in an entirely different platform. This is how to kind of restate what we talked about tonight. You've got to figure out the promotion as part of the production. Don't wait until you finish the product. It's a huge mistake. It's what most people do, and it comes natural because when it comes to information marketing, we kind of bring in some of our old experience. But when you have a launch model and you are releasing information in order to keep your audience engaged, what's important is consistency. So when you start structuring how you're going to rest, you may have to structure in your rest as you go so that you are not flat out just fully exhausted when the first launch ends, right? So, but in other words, don't wait till the end of the product before you start figuring out how to promote it. Do it as you go and have it so that when you finish production, you're ready to start promotion, right? And obviously, what you should be doing is you should be promoting, pre-selling, and teasing the product before it's produced, while it's produced, and then wait all the way up to the launch. So in other words, you know, it could be a month before the launch. And you're writing to your email list every day, but you want to start putting it in people's minds that something is coming, right? If it's going to be a week ahead of time, you should be talking about, you should be teasing. Even if what you're doing is a current promotion, tease something that's come up. You can just put a subtle reminder, put something subtle in people's brain, help them to make a marker in their brain that, hey, you know what? In December, there's going to be something cool coming. Right? You don't have to talk about it, and I wouldn't talk fully about it, but you do want to tease it. You want to be mentioning it. You want people to have it in their brain. You want people to have to close the loop in their head. What does she mean by that? What did she mean when she said there's something coming in January? What does she mean by, you know, this. What does he mean when he says that there's going to be a, you know, a summit? What did he mean by that? You got to have these things in your promotion on a regular basis. And if you are doing a weekly workshop, if you are doing regular blog posts or media posts, if you are doing emails on a daily basis, this is easy, right? Because it doesn't have to take rocket science. You're just going to mention stuff, right? Hey, you know, I just did an interview today for the project that's coming up in January. That's all you got to say, right? Really cool interview today with, you know, with a leader in the, I don't know, cryptocurrency space, right? Could be anything, whatever you want to say, right? Can't wait to share with you coming up in February, whatever, right? Teasing the stuff that you're doing, right? On a daily basis. It's really the equivalent of, it's really what social media is supposed to be if you're going to use it for business. So in other words, I mean, I don't know whether you want to take a picture of yourself doing it, but you could do that, right? Which is, you know, take a picture of yourself talking to the person, or, you know, creating something new, or, you know, what some people do is, how do you like the covers, right? How do you like this e-cover, right? I'm doing something that's coming up in July. And I'm trying to figure out which e-cover do you like, right? Whatever, right? Just all you're doing is teasing people that something cool is coming, and you're doing it by being, you know, if you want to say subtle, being subtle. But whatever you're doing, just do it. Okay, any questions?